Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up your holy name this morning. Lord, we express our gratitude unto you, because without you we are nothing. We come before you, Lord, even as we are, in all our state. Father, we bless you. Yahweh, we give you all the glory. We give you all the praise, our Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, because you are who you say you are. Our God, our Savior, our Kinsman, Redeemer, our Helper, our Shield, our Buckler. Without you, Father, we are nothing. Oh, thank you, Jesus, this morning. We thank you, Lord, as we fellowship with one another. Our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, even according as your word has said. Father, this morning we pray, Lord, that you minister unto us this day, that your Spirit will minister unto us this day, because the entrance in of your word, the Bible says, it gives light and it gives understanding to the simple. Let our hearts and minds be opened this day to receive the exhortation of your word. Father, we ask of these things today in Jesus' name. Lord, I decrease and you increase. Oh, this day let your name be glorified. Let the power of your Spirit and in your word come down upon your people, Lord. And as they receive your word, oh God, let it walk a walk in their lives. Let it illuminate every dark path. Let it give understanding. Let it give inspiration. Let it give knowledge in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, this morning. We bless you, we worship you, we praise you, we honor you, we glorify you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ah, Father, take all the glory, take all the praise in this place, Lord. Let us lift up our hands and worship the Lord. Worship the Lord in your own words. Just bless his holy name. Bless the name of the Lord Jesus. He is good to you. His mercies endure forever. Great is his faithfulness unto you. Oh, Father, we bless you. Father, we worship you. We give you all the glory. Oh, blessed be your wonderful name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshipped and prayed. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Let's give the Lord a clap offering. Praise him. Thank you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Again, it's a privilege, as always, to stand before you and to share the word of God. I'm hoping, I'm praying that this morning or this day, whatever you know we are able to share would, you know, minister grace to your spirit, give some enlightenment, give some understanding, give some levels of motivation and encouragement, and also, as always, challenge. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. The Lord is good all the time. I just want to thank God for the times we had, you know, the time we had this morning in the review session. How many of us love that review session? How many of us love that review session? That was great, you know. The questions, the answers, and the things that came forth, you know, kind of tying up with the things that we are going to talk about today, really. And as I really, when I sat back there and I thought about it, I said, wow, the Lord is good. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise you, the Lord. The Lord is good. You know, God has his own way of, you know, giving us his meat in due season and encouragement in due season. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So this morning, by the grace of God, we will look into something the Lord ministered to me early this year, and I am minded to share it with us today. The title, I put a title to it. It says, Grow in Grace and in the Knowledge of Jesus Christ. Very simple. Grow in Grace and in the Knowledge of Jesus Christ. Now, the text of scripture that we have today will be 2 Peter from chapter 3, from verse 17 to 18. If you have your Bibles, please open up your Bibles. If you have your apps and your Bibles, let's do so as quickly as possible. And if you have that on screen, thank you very much. It says, ye therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things. Now the question is, what are these things that Peter is talking about? Praise you the Lord. Okay. It says, before, it says, beware ye, lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. That's a warning that Peter is giving unto us. Next verse. But, in order for you not to fall from your steadfastness, in order for you not to fall away, it says, grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ and Savior. It says, to him be glory, both now and forever. Amen. Praise you the Lord. First of all, Peter gives us a warning, and then he tells us what we need to do, that we don't fall. Praise you the Lord. Now, he gives us an instruction to grow in grace and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And that stems, of course, like I said, from that verse 17. But the question is, I asked myself this question. I said, what are the things that Apostle Peter was referring to when he talked about, you know these things, you've heard these things? Now, if you go back to chapter 3, from verse 1. 2 Peter 3 and 1. Give me that scripture. I know I didn't give it to you, but give me that scripture. It says, this second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. So basically, Apostle Peter, is trying to remind us of these things, bring our remembrance. Yes, we know these things, but sometimes we allow some form of lackadaisical attitude to come into our Christian life and we forget that these things exist. Praise you the Lord. Sometimes we go and go and go, we compromise sometimes. Sometimes we go and go, we forget that, gosh, we got to stay rooted in the Lord. So Peter is telling us and reminding us, I'm bringing these things to your remembrance. And he was speaking to the Christians at the time. He said, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Says, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts. Praise you the Lord. So, he's reminding us of these things again. And saying, verse 4, where is the promise of his coming? Amen. Where is the promise of his coming? We've been hearing of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ for 2,000 years or more. So the question is, where is the promise of his coming? So because he has not showed up yet, there's a tendency for us or for Christians to do what? To be lackadaisical about their fellowship with the Lord. Amen? Amen? There are too many scoffers out there. Too many things happening that tends to take the faith of the believers away from the word of God. So he is warning us and telling us the times in which we live in, we have to be careful. And that is why he's telling us in verse 18, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. And he says, to him be glory now and forever. Amen. You do not have to be lackadaisical about your faith. Because we've heard the story, oh, Jesus Christ is coming. Jesus Christ is coming and he has not showed up yet. So there's a tendency for people to sleep. Praise you, the Lord. So these are the things that Peter is warning us about. 2 Timothy 4 and 3. Give me that scripture. 2 Timothy 4 and 3, please. 2 Timothy 4 and 3. It says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. That's another thing that we need to be careful about. Ability to endure sound doctrine. A time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. And Paul began to speak of someone like Demas, for example, who left the faith and went into the world. Alexander the coppersmith. People like that in the scriptures. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now let's talk a little bit about what does it mean, the grace? When he talks about growing grace, what are we talking about? Talking about growth, talking about grace. Now, my Amplified Bible tells me that grace is considered an undeserved favor or spiritual strength. Okay? Praise be the Lord. Undeserved favor, spiritual strength. So you got to grow in that grace, in that spiritual strength. That strength will give you the stamina to run the race. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Now, to grow simply means to undergo natural development by increasing in size, for example, and changing physically. Progress to maturity. So there's a time for you to be born and a time for you to grow. There's a time for you gave your life to Jesus Christ, salvation. There's a time for you to begin to do what? Eat strong meat. Praise be the Lord. Growth, increase, spiritual increase. The time is now. Because the times we are living in calls for it. You and I have to be on top of our game spiritually. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It says, become larger and greater over a period of time. But over a period of time, you have to spend time to increase, to grow in grace and in the knowledge of God. It gives you that period of time from the time you gave your life to Jesus Christ. You're not going to remain there and begin to, you know, talk about salvation and eat and drink the milk. We're going to go next scripture. What is that scripture here? Let's see. It says, give me 1 Peter 2. 1 Peter 2 from verse 2 to 4. 1 Peter 2 from verse, it says, as newborn babes, it says, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may do what? Grow. You desire the milk of the word, you grow. But as the time comes that you begin to get to maturity, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. All right. It says, give me 2 Corinthians 3 and 18, please. 2 Corinthians 3 and 18. 2 Corinthians, it says, but we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, right? It says, we are what? We are changed unto the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Give me the next verse. Next verse, please. 19. Give me 19. It says, do we begin again to commend ourselves, or need we, as some others, epistles of commendation to you, or letters of commendations to you from you? I'm sorry, from you? It says no. But we need to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. That times comes that, yes, we are babes in the Lord, but time comes that, yes, you have to grow to maturity. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It says, Paul says, when I was a child, I thought like a child. I did things like a child. But the time came that I needed to be a man, and I do things like a man. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So the growth in your Christian faith, you have to move from the state of a babe to a state of one who is mature. And that is where we are getting to. And that is where the Lord wants us to be at this point in time. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It is not time to be drinking milk. Amen? Amen? Not time to be drinking milk. The times you are living in is dangerous. There's so much compromise in faith, in Christendom. There's the coming together of different kinds of faith as one world religion. It's going to come. It is coming. It's building up. Your faith will be tested and tried. So the question is, at the point in time you are tested and tried, how strong are you to say no to those things? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Give me Luke 2 and 5. Luke chapter 2 and 52. Sorry. Chapter 2 and 52. Sorry. 252. Luke 252. Now look at what it says here about Jesus Christ himself. It says, and Jesus increased in what? In wisdom. And what? Stature. And what? In favor of the Lord. Even the Lord Jesus Christ himself, he increased. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Christ himself giving us the example of growth and increase. He wasn't going to remain a babe forever. He had a mission to accomplish. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For him to accomplish that goal, he had to grow to maturity. He had to increase in wisdom, in stature, in favor with God. And that's what the Lord is calling us to do. Blessed be the name of the Lord. No more wishy-washy fellowship with him. Amen? Amen? Am I talking to somebody today? No more wishy-washy fellowship. Times there are that you get up in the morning and pray. If it wakes you up at 2:30, you wake up and pray. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? You know, some of us, we work. That's granted. That's given. You got to go to work. But you got to put in the work for the Lord. As you work for your physical bread, work for your spiritual bread and growth. That's the word the Lord is saying unto us today. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Am I speaking today? Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. It says, Hebrews. Give me Hebrews 5 and 12. Hebrews 5 and 12, please. It says, laying aside the doctrine, Hebrews 5 and 12, for when the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not strong meat. So we're getting to where talking about strong meat now. Right? Next verse. 13. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness. For he is what? A babe. We got to grow. That's what the Lord is calling us to do today. We got to grow in grace and in the knowledge of him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Give me the next verse, 14. It says, but strong meat belongeth to them that are full of what? Of what? Maturity. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But strong meat belongeth to them that are full of age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and what? Evil. So the reason why you need to grow in grace and in the knowledge of God is that you do what? Discern what is good and what is evil, because the evil and good mixed up together, the wheat and the tares mixed up together, and before you know it, you are caught up with it if you're not strong in faith. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If you don't know the God that you serve. So God is encouraging us in his word today. Grow in grace, please, and in the knowledge of him. Because you will need that. You will need all of this when the time comes. Let's go to John chapter 6. Give me 53 to 68. Let's see what happens here between Jesus and his disciples when he began to talk about and speak about strong meat. Talking about eating my flesh and drinking my blood. They thought this guy is, what, a crazy man. Right? Let's see what happens here. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat of my flesh and of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Next verse. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up in the last day. Next verse. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. Keep going, please. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. Next verse. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. Next verse. This is the bread which came from heaven. Not as your father did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. Jump to verse 68, please. Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Because when he began to speak about eating his flesh and drinking his blood, they thought this guy was some kind of monster. His disciples, the Bible says his disciples did what? They went away from him and left. And then he asked them, okay, what about you guys? You one that are remaining, what are you going to do? Peter answered and said, Lord, to whom shall we go? You are the one that has what? The words of eternal life. That is exactly what the word does. Strong meat does what? Separates. Are you ready for strong meat? Are you ready for strong meat? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I give you one statement. It's my statement number one today. It says, growth or increase in grace and knowledge of him brings what? Maturity and strength in the face of trials and tribulations or temptations. Let's look at the example of Daniel and the Hebrew children. The trial of and temptation of Daniel was on a direct affront to his God and to his word. Again, you have to know the word. Daniel faced that challenge when he came to his God. Give me Daniel chapter 6 and 5. Let's see what happens here. 6 and 5 says, then said this man, we shall not find any reason or any occasion against this Daniel. They knew that Daniel was a Christian. They knew that Daniel loved this God. But they couldn't find any reason to antagonize Daniel. They couldn't find any reason to bring him down. That was the goal. That was the plan. To destroy Daniel and bring him down. They couldn't find anything else. They looked up and down. This guy was a righteous man. They couldn't find anything. And they concocted a plan. And look, let's see what it says. Except we find it, what? Against him concerning the law of his God. A direct affront to the word of God that Daniel seems to represent. Just like you and I, we represent God wherever we find ourselves. There will be a direct affront to the faith that you carry, to the belief in the word of God. There will be. Praise the Lord. But the question is, how do you stand? How do you and I stand when you are faced with those dire issues of faith, of the word of God, of trust? Of what you believe, the challenge of your faith. Daniel was no different. But he succeeded. Amen? Amen. Daniel succeeded. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Let's see. Daniel 11 and 32. Let's see what it says. Daniel 11 and 32. And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries. Talking about the Antichrist. But the people that do know their God, the people that do what? Know their God shall do what? Be strong and do exploits. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And that is why God is saying that to us today. Grow in grace.
Grow in the knowledge of him. So that when the time comes like Daniel, or the times of Daniel, then you can overcome. So the people that do know their God shall be strong and do what? Exploits. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. The people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. That's what we are called to do. Blessed be the name of the Lord. No more wishy-washy Christianity. That's what the Lord is saying to us today. Amen? Whatever it is in your power, you need to do to be free to serve the living God. I remember here I gave a testimony some years back. I got two jobs. Good paying jobs. Two. I gave that testimony right here. And I told my wife, I said, babe, I'm going to do both. I don't care. I'm going to do both. Praise ye the Lord. Yeah. Praise ye the Lord, man. Yeah. I did both. Amen? And the time came. The Lord began to deal with me. Yeah, I gave you the two jobs, but I need it for something else. You got to leave one job. You got to leave one. That day, my wife is over there. I called. I said, babe, I had this dream that I have to leave this job. It's a very good paying job. I got it. And I tendered my resignation of the one job, and I kept the other one. About a year later or so, I can't remember how long it was, I got double my remuneration of the one job I left. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Create time. Whatever the Lord tells you to do, do. Create that time to grow in grace and in the knowledge of him, because you will need it when the time comes. And the time is coming. We are at that point, men and brethren. Your faith will be challenged. My faith is going to be challenged. Are you able to stand? Am I able to stand? Those are the questions we have to ask ourselves. And whatever we can do now, do it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Free yourself to get grouped in the word, soaked in him. Get to know him. Understand him. Believe in him. Trust in him. Because we serve a living God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's keep going. Praise ye the Lord. Now, the means to grow in grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ comes from, one, studying the word. 2 Timothy 2:15. 2 Timothy 2:15, please. It says, study to show yourself approved unto God. It says, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen? Praise ye the Lord. It says, it gives you spiritual strength and power. And in doing this, one is actively pursuing personal growth and understanding through learning. It says, one is diligently putting in dedicated effort to know Jesus by his word. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. You know, I used to walk nights. My wife would pray like crazy, you know, pray. Baby, you know, let's get away from nights. And I love nights because there's really nothing. I was doing a night shift anyway. I wasn't doing anything night shift. Those of you who walk nights, you know what I'm talking about. I walk nights. I did it for years. Man, but I will come home. I'm sleeping like a dog. I can't even wake up. And I'll get up again and go and walk nights and come back the next morning. No time for my wife, no time for the children, no even time for the word of God. Am I speaking to somebody? Right? Those of us who are nurses, right? We know what I'm talking about. There you go. Praise ye the Lord. I had to quit that job and look for a day shift job. I had to make time for my family, to make time for the Lord. Because sometimes the night shift, you know, it's like you're drinking coffee all the time. You got to stay awake and drink coffee. You know what I'm talking about, right? Praise the Lord.
Praise you, the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. Number two. Said, devote to the word and meditate on the word. Praise you, the Lord. Acts chapter 2 and 42, please. Acts chapter 2 and 42. I want us to see something here. Yes, 42. No, go back to 41. Go back to 41. Thank you. Thank you. Go back to 41. It says, then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day they were added unto them about 3,000 souls. This is Peter preaching, and of course, souls were won into the body of Christ. Next verse. And they continued steadfastly. That is the key word. They continued what? Steadfastly. What? In the apostles' doctrine and what? Fellowship. Praise the Lord. So they continued steadfastly in the word of God. And the explanation here says, firmly, with constance or steadiness of mind. They continued in constance, in steadiness of mind, firmly in the word of God, in the things of in the doctrine of the what is this? Doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and what? In prayer. So you begin to understand why the message of last Sunday comes into play as part of the things that you need to do to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you don't spend time in prayer, God, spend time in prayer, basically. Find time to pray. Whether you are praying in tongues or you're praying in word or your understanding or whatever it is, find time, dedicated time to pray and talk to the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Because there's great benefit in it. Give me Psalm 1. Psalm 1, we'll look at Psalm 1, verse 2 to 3. It says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law does he do what? Meditate day and night. Go to verse 3. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall. Who likes prosperity? Who likes prosperity? There you go. We all like prosperity. For you to get prosperity, you got to do the work. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. You have to put in the work. I said it here before. I said, God is not going to come and poof you. Anything. You got to do the work. You got to partner with him to do the work. Your job and my job is to do what? Meditate on the word day and night. That we do what? We prosper. If you don't meditate on the word day and night, he will give you direction and tell you what to do. You got to meditate on the word day and night that you may prosper. Because I like prosperity, right? Pastor was talking the other day about the epic. How am I supposed to listen to that sermon on the epic series, right? At the end of the epic series was letter C, right? What was that? Celebration, right? But if you don't do the work, you ain't going to celebrate. You got to celebrate. Praise the Lord. We all love prosperity. There's nobody here that does not love prosperity. We love it. But for us to be prospered in the Lord, both in the spirit and in the physical, you have to do the work. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Let's keep going. The next one, it says, let's see what Timothy tells, Paul tells Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 4, 13. Till I come, give attendance to what? Reading. To exhortation. To doctrine. Next verse. Neglect not the gift that is in you, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of hands of the presbytery. Verse 15. Meditate upon these things. Praise ye the Lord. Give yourself what? Holy to it, to them. That thy, again, the word profit comes in again. Prosper and profit comes in there. That thy profiting may do what? Appear to all. We have to do the work, men and brethren. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Number three, Your experience of him, knowledge of him, comes by experience of him, which builds faith, confidence, and trust. Praise you, the Lord. How much do you know this Lord that you call? How much of the Lord do you know? So your experience of him, praise you, the Lord, will do what? Bring forth faith, confidence, and trust. Give me 2 Peter 1, verse 2 and 3. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2 and 3 says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God. The knowledge of God brings you grace and peace. That's what he's saying there. The multiplication of grace and peace will come through your knowledge of the Lord. Because the people that do know their God shall do what? Be strong and do exploits. If you don't know this God, the devil will beat us black and blue. Jesus Christ stood and told the devil, get thee behind me, Satan. Because he knew the word. He understands the God that sent him to come and die for the people. He couldn't compromise his faith. He couldn't compromise anything. The devil tried even to the last point, even up to the cross, to make him change his mind. But because he knew the God that has sent him, he never compromised. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Remember Peter? Praise be the Lord. Peter denied Jesus. How many of us remember that story? Right? He denied Jesus. How many times? But Peter, the reason why Peter is so serious about this text of scripture, we are talking about growth in the knowledge of him, is because when he denied Christ, at that point, when Jesus turned back and looked at him, he knew for a fact that this is the Son of God. And that changed his life completely. That experience alone changed the trajectory of Peter's life. That you can't tell Peter anything else. Praise ye the Lord. Because Jesus Christ told him, so he understood, it came to his mind and realized, wow, what a mighty God, an innocent man. I denied him. I turned my back on him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We cannot afford to do that. We cannot afford to be like Peter at that point in time that he denied Jesus Christ. But when he denied Jesus Christ, he came to that realization and said, wow, that never would happen again. Praise you, the Lord. Praise you, the Lord. And that's why we are reading the book of Peter today. And Jesus Christ told him, when you get converted, you should do what? Teach my people. When Peter got converted, began to teach, began to preach, because he knew the God that he served. Jesus, he followed for how many years? God knows how many years he followed Jesus Christ. All through the ministry of Jesus Christ, he followed him. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. All right, next one. Psalm 19 and 7, please. Psalm 19 and 7, very simple. It said, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure. It says, it maketh wise the simple. It says, the growth also comes through the experience of other people. Other people, we learn from other people in their walk with God. That's why we have, for example, we have elders here. People have been in the faith for many years. They will tell you their testimonies. Praise ye the Lord. And you learn from those things so you can grow. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Number two statement, for you to grow in grace and knowledge, you have to embrace growth itself. You have to embrace growth itself. I give you the example of Paul. Philippians 3 and 10.
Philippians 3 and 10, please. Philippians 3 and 10. It says, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings. It says, being made conformable unto his death. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It says, the push and the desire to know the Lord. That's why Paul was able to say these things. That I may know this God. I mean, this is somebody that got the authority and the letter to go all over the town, all over the world and kill Christians. He had that encounter with the Lord. And when he had that encounter, he changed his mindset completely. Praise ye the Lord. He began to, he spent time in, I think in Arabia, if I remember correctly, what the scripture tells me, in Arabia sometime. Spent time with the Lord. He understood who this God, got revelations, got so many things. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And that is why he can come out and say, yes, that I may know this God. I want to know this God. I want to know the power of his resurrection. I want to know the fellowship of his suffering. I want to be conformed to his death. How many of us can say that? Praise the Lord. How many of us can say, I want to be conformed to his death? That's a challenge. That's a challenge. The people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Praise ye the Lord. Let's look at another example. We looked at Paul, the pursuit of the desire to know God. Let's look at the example of the Israelites. Exodus 14, 10 to 14, please. Exodus 14, 10 to 14. Now, this is the story of the Israelites moving away from Egypt, going to the promised land. Let us see what happened. See the difference between the concept of Paul and the concept of the Israelites as they began to move from Egypt to the promised land. Let's look at this. It says, and when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, what did they do? The Egyptians marched after them. And they were what? So afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. God had done great deliverance, taking them away from servanthood, trying to get them to the position of what? Sonship. Amen? Amen? Because they were servants in Egypt. They were slaves in Egypt. They did all kinds of stuff. God is trying to take them away from servanthood and from slavery to what? Sonship, just like the Lord is doing to us today. Trying to become sons of God. This is what they did. It says, when they saw the Egyptians coming, marching after them, they took their eyes away from where? And they looked at the Egyptians. What happened? Fear entered. That reminds me of what happened to Peter when he was called upon to walk upon the water. When the wind became boisterous, what happened to Peter? He took his eyes off of the Lord and began to look at the wind, and he began to do what? Sink. He was so afraid because of the problems that were coming. But it says, the people that do know their God shall do what? Be strong and do exploits. You have to know this God that you are serving. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God was trying to take them, you know, like I said, from slavery to sonship. An exponential growth that was met with so much difficulty and that it was so difficult for them to embrace. Why? They needed to do a mental shift. You have to do a mental shift. Praise ye the Lord. Give me Isaiah 43 and 10. Give me Isaiah 43 and 10, please. We're almost rounding up here. Isaiah 43 and 10. This is the word of God to us, and I want us to take this seriously. This particular scripture I'm sharing with us today. It says, you are my witnesses, saith the Lord.
And my servant, whom I have what? Whom I have what? Okay. That you may do what? And believe and understand that I am he. Before me, there was no God formed. Neither shall there be after me. Praise ye the Lord. God has called you and I to what? To be witnesses of him. We are his servants to do service and to do his work. And he has chosen us from the what? Foundation of the world, the Bible says. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. That we may know, that we may believe and understand that he is God. Praise ye the Lord. He says, and he says, I am he. There is no other God before me. There's no other God to come after me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This God that we serve, asking us that we should grow in his grace, grow in the knowledge of him, because he is your God. He has chosen you. He has called you to be his witness. He has chosen you as his servant to do the service of the Lord and the work of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Can I have the praise team, please? My last scripture, give me Colossians 1:9-11. Colossians 1:9-11, as we begin to round up here. For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Next verse. Next verse, please. That you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Verse 11. Strengthened with all might according to his glorious power unto all patience and longsuffering with joyfulness. Praise ye the Lord. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. The purpose for us to grow in that grace is that we can walk holy and worthy of the Lord, that we can fully please him, that we can be fruitful in every good work. We have a responsibility. Let us do so. The times in which we are living in is so challenging. There will be trials and difficulties. The question is, how do you stand if you don't know the God that you serve? If you don't have knowledge of him, you and I have to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Let's give the Lord a clap offering today. Again, we serve a living God, and I know that we can make it by the power of his grace. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus. I bless you for your word today. Thank you, Lord, because by your grace alone, we will grow in that grace. We will grow in that knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when the time comes, Father, we will stand upon your word in the name of Jesus. Your word says, the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Yes, Father, we shall be strong and do exploits because we serve the living God. We are called as your witnesses. We are called as your servants. We are chosen of the Lord that we may know you, that we may understand you, that we may believe you, that you are God. Before you, there is none, and after you, there is none to come. You are God alone. Alone are you God. Father, blessed be your wonderful name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Amen.